from KQED.
Artists who publish their work on the internet might hit it big and find thousands, even millions of fans out there. But in a world where online content has become virtually free, all those supporters might not produce a penny for the artist. But Grace Rubenstein reports on a new San Francisco company that's helping creative people turn all that art lover's affection into cash.
If you made a movie about a San Francisco tech startup, it would probably look like Patreon.
So yeah, this is my bedroom here, and then this is Sam's bedroom. Sam lives and works here. We call it his boffice. It's his bed office.
Founder Jack Conti is a musician and music video producer who founded the company with his friend Sam Yam, who was his freshman roommate at Stanford.
Let's take one step here, and now we're in the lovely kitchen.
He's showing me around the two-bedroom apartment where he, his girlfriend, and his co-founder all live, and which is also headquarters for the company's 12 staffers. All of them are under 30.
So yeah, this is the common area where we have six desks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
The apartment is so jammed that we have to climb up to the gravel roof for a quiet interview. And that's where Conti tells me that the idea for Patreon came out of sheer frustration.
I had been working on this music video for 3 months straight. Let's see, I drained my savings account. It was like 10 grand, and I just watched that slowly whittle away.
Conti had around 100,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel.
And then I knew I was going to post this video, and I knew it was going to generate $100 to $200 of ad revenue for me. And I knew at the same time that my fans were going to really like it. And I thought that that was worth more than $100.
So Conti and Yam hatched a website plan. Fans on Patreon could enter their credit card numbers and pledge a few bucks every time Conti published a new video. Unlike Kickstarter, where people chip in for a one-time project, this would be ongoing support for continued work. Essentially, patronage, only crowdfunded. Yam designed and coded the site, and it launched in May 2013. Conti remembers.
Within a few hours, I passed over $1,000 per video that uploaded. So I was making over 10x what I was making on YouTube in like 4 hours.
Soon, creators and patrons were flocking to the site. Now, Patreon plays host to 85,000 paying patrons and more than 25,000 creators. And they range from musicians to web comic illustrators and short story writers. The company takes a 5% cut, and it just got $15 million in venture capital, which is going to help Conti rent an actual office. Conti thinks all the enthusiasm reflects a problem that the internet sort of created by driving down the value of creative content.
Media these days is free. That's not an opinion at this point. It's a fact.
Yet he feels really strongly that creative people deserve fair pay.
We need to look at other income streams for people, and I think patronage is where it's going.
The content that's funded through Patreon is free for the world to see, but creators give their patrons little perks, like live chats or behind-the-scenes photos. Some of them are making serious money. Conti's band Pomplamoose gets more than $5,000 per video. Still, most creators have more modest audiences and incomes. Kiki Sanford is a neurophysiology PhD who publishes her This Week in Science podcast out of her basement in San Francisco. I've got the kind of mind that can't get enough. I want to learn
everything. I want to fill it all up with new discoveries. Hey, everyone. I'm Dr. Kiki, and today we're going to fill your head with a bit of bacteria, pig sperm, and people going to Mars.
Sanford has been broadcasting for more than a decade, and she's built an audience of around 10,000. She joined Patreon 4 months ago.
We went from covering our basic costs with $200 to $300 in PayPal donations per month to now almost bringing in $2,000 a month with Patreon.
Now she's hoping to realize some long-held dreams, like creating daily content. That is, if the support holds up.
It's humbling and amazing to me, but at the same time, I go, can I count on this? Is this something that's really people are going to really keep doing?
John Maeda says Sanford's right to be cautious. He's the former president of the Rhode Island School of Design and now the design partner at Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers Venture Capital in Silicon Valley.
We believe that there's infinite money in the crowd. You know, crowdsource this, crowdfund this. The crowd gets tired. The crowd gets poorer.
So while he likes the idea of crowdfunding the arts, he says it's too soon to say if Patreon's model will have staying power. Patreon does have limitations. It won't necessarily get you fans if you don't already have them, and there's no guarantee of artistic quality, since the site is open to everyone. But that's the way Conti likes it.
Our mission is to fund the creative class. If Lady Gaga wanted to use the platform, fine, but like, that's not who we're building products for.
It's more for independent bands like Pomplamoose, producing quirky covers of Lady Gaga. For the California Report, I'm Grace Rubenstein.